Hello and welcome to another interesting episode of Ellipsis the podcast. Thank you so much to all those who have been constantly sharing and streaming on all platforms on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music and Audio Mac and Spotify. Thank you so much. I sincerely appreciate it. And all those who have been sharing as well, thank you so much. We're still in our relationship series and this week I'm looking at sexual health and wellness, STI prevention and safe sex practice. Basically, this is one topic that people also get to avoid and they feel that it's only cheating husbands and cheating wives that find themselves in STI, wahala and all of that. Well, some of them get to happen even before they get married and most times, you know, something like HIV now, it might not really be through sex, it could be contaminated objects, right? And then they have that before they get married and then they have sex with their partner and it's transmitted, so it becomes a sexually transmitted infection. But right now we are talking about some other infections, which on another episode I would really go into, that is the different types of STIs and their symptoms and preventions and all of that. But on this very episode we are looking at how one can actually practice STI prevention and safe sex. Now, practicing STI prevention and safe sex is essential for maintaining sexual health and also reducing the risk of sexually transmitted infections, which is STI. I have some very important measures for you that you can practice, some tips too you can share with your friends and with your partner. First, the consistent and correct condom use. Now, properly using condoms during vaginal, anal, and oral sex can greatly reduce the risk of transmitting STIs. Now, the use of latex or polyurethane condoms and ensure that they are not damaged or expired is very important. So if you're using condoms, ensure that they are latex condoms or polyurethane condoms. They are the best kind for sexual practices. Another tip is the regular STI testing. You do not have to know the person, like for instance, you don't have to say that, oh, you know that your partner is safe before you actually go for STI testing. So it's important that you have regular STI testing. Get tested regularly for STIs, especially if you have multiple sexual partners or engage in high risk behaviors. So regular testing can also help detect infections early and facilitate timely treatment before it gets to the point of low baton. The third tip I have for you is communication with your partner. Having open and honest conversations with your sexual partner about STI testing and prevention is very, very important. Make sure you both understand each other's STI status and agree on using protection if one person is infected or you are sure if you feel that you have done some kind of shenanigans that you are not proud of. Another important tip is that you limit your sexual partners. Stick to one man or stick to one woman. Having multiple sexual partners is putting yourself into problems, into risk, and also risking the life of your partner. Reducing the number of sexual partners can lower the risk of exposure to STIs. Mutual monogamy, where both partners are exclusively sexually active with each other, can be an effective strategy for preventing STI. Another one is vaccination. You need to consider getting vaccinated for STIs like human papillomavirus. That's HPV and hepatitis B, if appropriate. Vaccination can protect one against certain STIs and related health issues. You also have pre-exposure prophylaxis. If you're at high risk of contracting HIV, talk to a healthcare professional about it. It is a daily medication that can significantly reduce the risk of HIV transmission. Use dental dams and condoms for oral sex. Dental dams can be used as a barrier during oral sex to reduce the risk of STI transmission. And for fellatio and cunnilingus, condoms can also be used to provide protection. You can also avoid sharing sex toys. If you are a sex toy person, do not share sex toys with someone. Ensure that they are cleaned and used by with new condom if you have to use it on your partner, if you have to share, except you properly clean and use a new condom. You have to practice good hygiene. Maintaining good personal hygiene and washing your genital area before and after sexual activity can help reduce the risk of bacteria and fungal infection. And the very last tip is that you stay informed. Educate yourself about STIs and symptoms and prevention methods. So remember that these practices treatments can significantly reduce the risk of STIs, and no method is 100% foolproof. Now, regular STI testing and open communication and mutual respect are crucial elements of responsible and safe sexual behavior. If you have concerns, try to reach a doctor, a consultant in any healthcare facility. And this is where I call it a wrap on today's episode. Thank you for listening, and thank you for subscribing and sharing. For now, bye-bye.